घरों में भी आवाज चले।
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mahmuduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pa'al, for this fadl, his karam, mashallah. Hazrat Awdus is opportunity to be in his house, to be part of a very prestigious, very auspicious, very blessed gathering, in which a young boy from our masjid will be completing the final surahs of the Quran Sharif. And those becoming a hafiz of Quran, memorizing over 6,600 verses of the Quran Sharif, mashallah. This is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mentioned in the Quran that we will preserve the Quran Sharif. Allah Pak uses us as mediums, He uses the people as mediums for this great treasure, the Kalamullah, to be mahfuz inside these innocent hearts. Allah Pak gives the ability to value the Quran Sharif. Everyone say Ameen.
Ameen.
To recite the Quran, to value Quran, to practice Quran, propagate the Quran, live the Quran and die the Quran, inshallah. To be successful in this world and the hereafter. I won't make much time between our respected Shaykh, inshallah, and yourselves. So we'll initiate the program first and foremost by calling upon my colleague, Mona Amir Sahib, inshallah, who is the teacher at Madrasa. He also the Imam in Nelson. The Nate Masjid, the Khatib, and the Imam there also. He will inshallah recite some verses of the Quran Sharif. I will request the brothers if they could move forward slightly. Jo khalain jo nazar aa rahi hai majme mein usko zara hold kar le jaye, fill the gaps. Hazrat se guzarish ho ki hazrat aage tashreef le. Ulama e ikram ki khidmat mein guzarish hai wo bhi aage tashreef le. To ulama e ikram ke aage aage rahe.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى تشقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله خير to مولانا أمير صاحب. Mawlana Amir Sahib, mashallah, is rendering a lot of khidmat in terms of the Quran Sharif. He's written approximately 4 to 5 books at children level, adult level, tajweed, dua books, learning his phone, different books, mashallah, also practical salah. Allah Pak accepts the khidmat, mashallah. He's a very dear colleague and a good teacher of the masjid here, mashallah, who's been here for a number of years. Been good khidmat, mashallah. Allah Pak bless him, grant him barakat in his life and his ilm and his amal. And give all of us tawfiq to benefit. The final, my mind just went towards the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the final recitation of Surah Al-Hakm al-Takathur, you know, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the companions, does any of you have the strength within him to recite 1,000 ayat every day? So Sahaba Ikram, they reply, we don't have the ability to recite 1,000 ayat every single day. So Rasulullah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite Surah Al-Hakim Al-Takathur. You get the reward of 1,000 ayat you have recited. So these are easy good deeds that we can acquire. Ramadan is also around the corner. Soon we'll hear the news of Rajab is dawned upon us. So make a routine of reciting much Quran as possible, so we can reap the reward of this, inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. So inshallah, now I will call upon our colleague Mufti Bilal Sayyid Sahib, mashallah. He's my... So mashallah, our sabiqa imam, Maulana Sayyid Asad Mia Sahib, who was our imam sahib. Many of you remember, he's also my teacher as well. Mufti Sahib is his nephew, mashallah. So he was an imam in Wales, in Cardiff. Then he came for Bolton for his father's khidmat. His father passed away last year. May Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then now Mufti Sahib, mashallah, is doing khidmat in Masjid Abu Bakr in Bolton. Mufti Sahib, mashallah, is from the Sayyid family. And he hails from a very prestigious background. The first Imam of Masjid Zakaria Bolton, Hazrat Sayyid Faiz Ali Shah Sahib, he's his grandson. He was also father of the Ulum Deoband. And he taught in the Ulum Deoband. And also his father, Hazrat Mullah Sayyid Zaki Shah Sahib, was also a direct student of, you know, the big Akabir, Hazrat Mawlana Mahmud Al Hassan Sahib, Deobandi Rahmatullah Alayhi, big Akabir. So mashallah, we are fortunate to have my colleague here. He will inshallah recite some Urdu Naat inshallah. So everyone listen attentively. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfeeq.
Assalamu alaikum wa Tu amire haram me faqire ajam teri gun aur ye lab mein talab hi talab tu amire haram faqire ajam tere gun aur ye lab mein talab hi talab tu ata hi ata main khata hi khata tu kuja man kuja tu kuja man kuja mera ghar khaak par aur teri rah guzar sidratul muntaha tu kuja man kuja meri khush qismati main tera ummati tu jaza mein raza tu kuja man kuja duniyan samne se jo hatne lagi jaliyon se nigaahein lipatne lagi aansuon ki zubaan meri tarjuman dil se nikle sada tu kuja man kuja
Majma soya hoga inko zara jagana hai bhi thoda sa
गुनाहों का है सर पर बोझ भारी गुनाहों का है सर पर बोझ भारी परेशान हूँ इसे अब कौन उठाए गुनाहों का है सर पर बोझ भारी परेशान हूँ
اسے اب کون اٹھائے, بڑھاپا ہے چلا ہوں سوئے تیبا, لڑستا کھڑا تا سر جھکائے, نہیں اب آرزو اب واپسی کی, وہی رکھے خدا واپس نہ لائے, نہیں اب آرزو اب واپسی کی, وہی رکھے خدا واپس نہ لائے, کبھی آیا جو آنکھوں میں اندھیرا, تو چکرا کر قدم بھی ڈگمگائے, کبھی لاٹھی کبھی دیوار پکڑی, مگر پھر بھی قدم جمنے نہ پائے, نہ بیٹا ہے نہ پوتا ہے نہ بھائی, کوئی گھر کا نہیں جو ساتھ جائے, نہیں اب آرزو اب واپسی کی, وہی رکھے خدا واپس نہ
لائے,
مگر چلتا رہوں گا دھیرے دھیرے, میرا مالک مجھے منزل پہنچائے, وہاں جا کر کہوں گا گڑ گڑا کر سلام اس پر جو گرتوں کو اٹھائے, سلام اس پر جو سوتوں کو جگائے, سلام اس پر جو روتوں کو ہنسائے, سلام اس پر جو اجڑوں کو بسائے, سلام اس پر جو بچھڑوں کو ملائے, سلام اس پر جو بھوکوں کو کھلائے, سلام اس پر جو پیاسوں کو پلائے, سلام اس پر جو مجرم کو چھڑائے,
ماشاء اللہ. مفتی بلال سید صاحب ماشاء اللہ, اللہ پاک grant برکت in his voice and his ilm and his amal. He served in the community in Nigeria, involved in Masjid Abu Bakr. Allah Pak make it easy for him, make it blessed for him, inshallah. Can I request the saathis again just to move a little bit forward? Sab saathi thoda sa aage, thodi si himmat karke aage aa jaye. Tehsil brothers coming in from the back. Ulama-e-ikram ki khidmat mein wo aage aage aa jaye. Maula Muhammad sahab aage aa jaye. Come forward, inshallah. مولا عبدالعلیم صاحب اب آگے آ جائیے. ماشاء اللہ اٹس اے بگ مجمع آف علماء صلحاء حفاظ ماشاء اللہ. اللہ پاک تھرو دیئر بلیسنگز اللہ پاک میک آل آف اس اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن اپن دین انشاء اللہ, گرانٹ اس پائیٹی اینڈ اسٹیڈ فاسٹنس اپن دا ٹیچنگ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In a short while, Hafiz Yusuf will be finishing his final chapters of the Quran Sharif, which is a massive achievement. There's no greater achievement in this whole world for any individual than becoming a memorizer of the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, becoming a Hafiz of Quran. Allah Baka selected this heart, this qalb, to memorize a treasure chest of the Quran Sharif, a person who will take 10 upon whom Jahannam has become wajib, out of Jahannam inside Jannat with him. And many, many fada we will hear of in a short while. Without further ado, I will inshallah call upon my very esteemed guest, our Hazrat, from a young age, from the age of 14, 15, when we used to go to Maulana Abdulaleem Sahib Nozi and Maulana Mufti Bilal Sahib as well. And we used to go in coaches to the annual 3-day Kid Minister program. We'd all look forward to listening to Hazrat Maulana Mashallah. I myself have benefited immensely from the talks, alhamdulillah. And they are doing great khidmat. Allah Pak accepted. They are running charities for orphans in Africa. Right? They go themselves and they help run orphanages and young boys, young girls. Just when I requested Hazrat for a program last week, they were in Pakistan, in Sindh area, doing work there, mashallah. So they are forever, mashallah, working hard in the youth, very mahbub of the ulama and the sulaha, mashallah. And Allah Pak grant them lots of barakah in their ilm, their amal, their life, and grant all of us the ability to benefit immensely from the words of wisdom that we'll share with us, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Shoaib Saizah.
الحمد لله ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد All praise be to Allah. Glory be to Allah. Greatest is His name and high is His majesty. And there is no deity besides one and only Allah. With conviction do we all believe in Him. We beg His forgiveness. We seek His guidance. And we take a refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves, from the evils of shaitan. Peace and blessings, greetings and salutations be upon the best of all mankind, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very big thank you to Maulana Sadid Sahib, the Masjid Committee and the community for inviting this humble brother of yours to this very auspicious occasion. Maybe in numbers we're only about 200, 300 people here in the house of Allah. But shall I tell you that in Malaika many times in more numbers are present in this noble gathering. When somebody goes on to complete Quran by Nazira and is about to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran just by looking at the text of the Quran, 4,000 angels are present at that time and they are all ready to give him a kiss on his forehead to congratulate him. This is when somebody is about to complete the Holy Quran just by Nazira and looking through the text of the Quran. Can you imagine this young man called Idris Yusuf? He has spent thousands of hours in order to register the entire Quran by memory. And now the glorious moment and the very auspicious and the holy moment have arrived where he is going to complete the last verses of the Holy Quran. Can you imagine how many angels are present in this noble gathering? Lucky am I, and lucky is everyone who is participating in this noble gathering. Cheer up, brothers. Why do I see miserable faces here? Cheer up. We're all participating in a very noble gathering. Ye alag baat hai ki aajkal in majlison ki utni ahmiyat na rahi. Isliye ke is tarah ke ulama alhamdulillah mulk bhar ke andar mehnat karke hazaron ki tadad ke andar they are manufacturing huffaz and it's not a big deal to me and you anymore. جی اس کا رواج الحمدللہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے فضل فرمایا رحمت اور کرم کے دروازے کھولے اور دھڑا دھڑ ہر ہر مسجد کے اندر بے شمار حفاظ تیار ہو رہے ہیں اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں کہ ناقدری کی ہم بدبو پھیلائیں بلکہ ہم نے اور زیادہ اللہ کا فضل اللہ کے رحمت اور اللہ کے کرم کا شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے that every masjid is manufacturing so many huffaz. So you are participating in this noble gathering. And shall I tell you where is this Hafiz Yusuf, Idris Yusuf Khan? Where is he? MashaAllah, come forward, beta. Come on this side, facing the congregation. I find it very strange when two people will get married more now. Husband and the wife, the couple, the bride and the groom, and so much respect, appreciation, honor is being forwarded to them. When they're only fulfilling their own need, nothing else, they haven't made any achievement. Ye shaadiyan to janwaron mein bhi hoti hain. Lekin ye hai ki har ek us mauke ko un dono ko kitni izzat dete hain hum. Without any achievement. Whereas this individual, can you think of the sacrifices made before Hafiz Idris coming here before ourselves? When the rest of the children were on their PlayStations, here Idris was on their prayer station, Quran. He was on the prayer station, spending hours. When others were rocking and rolling in the parks, what was he doing? He was banging his head against the wall, memorizing the Quran. When others became entertained with all sorts of whims and desires, and they were chasing whims and desires, what did he decide to do? He decided to suppress his whims and desires, despite playing against so many odds. Shaitan and nafs, environment, temptations. He suppressed his whims and desires, and he dedicated his very vital, prominent years of his youth age behind registering the Quran by memory. Allahu Akbar, what a big sacrifice. Today this needs to be highlighted. Today he needs to be highlighted. The master of ceremony and the groom of the ceremony is not myself or anybody else in this congregation. Master of the ceremony and guest of honor is Hafiz Idris Yusuf. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless him.
Amen.
I would like Hafiz Idris to know, as well as the rest of the Huffaz like myself to know, that let us understand the position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Huffaz. What is the position of a Hafiz? You keep on listening to lots and lots of bayan. I don't want to be repeating myself. I want to make you understand from a different perspective. Maybe from a technological perspective, let me make you understand. You know, you save your data on the hard drive of your computer. But then again, for easy access, wherever you are, you create small little memory sticks. So wherever you are, you can access to that data. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved the data of the Quran in his hard drive called Lawhi Mahfuz. Allah's ultimate computer that contains everything, each and everything that you cannot even imagine. Within that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved the Quran also. But then, to make things easy for you and for the public, for easy access to the Quran, Allah decided that there need to be memory sticks of the Quran as well. How did he manage to do that? He managed to do certain people, to choose certain people as hafiz of the Quran. Hence, every hafiz is a memory stick of Quran. Every hafiz is a memory stick of Quran. He's not just Idris Yusuf. He's a memory stick of Quran, of Allah's Quran. Allahu Akbar. Another way of understanding. Today, if I have certain assets, gold, money, I go on knocking on the door of these high street banks, Royal Bank of Scotland, NatWest, Barclays, Alliance and Leicester. I'll go knocking on their door and I'll save my assets in those banks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to save his asset of Quran. Allah would like to preserve his Quran. He would like to save his Quran. Question is, how does Allah save his Quran? Allah goes knocking on the door of the small little innocent hearts of young men and young girls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves his Quran, his asset in their hearts. So what they have become? What have they become? They have become banks of Allah. Every hafiz is a bank of Allah. Royal Bank of Yusuf Idris. Allah. True, isn't it? Every hafiz is a bank of Allah. Because this is where Allah has saved his asset. And no asset or koi sarmaya. Koi sarmaya. Quran Pak ke sarmaye se zyada aur zyada jo hai wo afzal nahi aur bada hua nahi. Allah ne itne bade sarmaye ki hifazat Allah Ta'ala ne hafizon ka intikhab karke unke dilon mein Allah ne mehfooz farmaya. Chunanche har hafiz Allah ki bank kehlata hai. You know, we keep on listening to this great verse of the Holy Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Indeed, we are the ones who've revealed this message. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Proudly Allah says, we are the ones who've revealed this. There's nobody else behind this. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we are the ones to safeguard it. So from day one, Allah decided that how is he going to safeguard it? He's actually handpicked certain individuals. And if you look at the population of the world today, it's about 7 to 8 billion. Within the 7 to 8 billion, there is only about 1 or 2 million who become hafiz. Now that is only about less than 1%, less than 1%. For hafiz to be handpicked by Allah, as to be part of only that one rare 1% out of 100% and not being out of 99%. How lucky are these individuals whom Allah has handpicked them that I choose him for the memorization of my Holy Quran. So these hafiz are literally handpicked by Allah. They are handpicked by Allah. And believe me, brothers, their hearts are different. Their hearts are different. Generally, biologically, our hearts, they pump blood. They will pump blood. See? And this is how we keep on going. Hearts of hafiz are different. They don't only just pump the physical, biological blood in the system. When a hafiz stands in front of the congregation and he starts to recite the Holy Quran, he is pumping the spiritual blood into the entire congregation. Aisa hi hai na? Isi tarah hai. Ek hafiz Quran aage khada hai. Tarabi mein aur Quran sunate ja raha hai. Ji. Ab is pure majme ke andar ruhani jaan kaun dauda raha hai? Yehi hafiz Quran. So his heart is a dual function. In other words, he not only is pumping blood in his own system, he is also pumping spiritual blood in the congregation. Ye mamooli dil nahi hai. Ye mamooli dil nahi hai. Lekin Allah Ta'ala hum hafizon ko qadar ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Allah Ta'ala hafizon ko qadar ki taufeeq ata farmaye. I don't want to go too much into the depth of fazail because we continue listening to this all the time. But one little hadith that is so amazing and it amazes me. And Allah, may Allah include us all in that.
Ameen.
He alayhi salatu wasalam says, on the day of Qiyamah, what will be the position of a hafiz? Today, giving him honor and respect, 200, 300 people have come together. What's going to be their position on the day of Qiyamah? Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will have certain people who will be labeled, who will be recognized as family members of Allah. Who will be recognized as family members of Allah. Inna lillahi ahlina minan nas. Indeed, for Allah on the day of Qiyamah, there will be certain individuals who will be recognized as his family members. So when he alayhi salatu wasalam said this, it was difficult one to understand, because Allah has got no biological connection and my biological family members. So who should be regarded as a family members? So the instant question from the Sahaba was, O Prophet of Allah, man hum ya Rasulallah? Who are these people? He alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Hum ahlul Qur'an. Ahlul Qur'an. Hum ahlullahi wa khasatuhu. The people of Qur'an. People of Quran, they are family members, they will be as family members of Allah, and they will be his very special people. وَخَاسَتُهُ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے گھر کے لوگ ہیں اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے خاص بندے ہیں. Can you imagine on the day of Qiyamah, when Jannah will be celebrated, the entry into Jannah will be celebrated on the day of Qiyamah. It's a very, very big event. It's a very big event. On this event, the Huffaz, the Ulama, people who are dedicated towards the Quran, they will be regarded as family members of the occasion of the event. Say example, on a wedding, on a wedding. Family members are very proud, and they will proudly believe and feel that today is our occasion. It's our occasion. It's our home occasion. It's our family occasion. And as though they're managing things. Their figures are very prominent. They're playing the managerial role on that occasion. They feel very happy and proud. It's their occasion. On the day of Qiyamah, the people who shall be feeling in that way, that this is our family occasion, because they are family members of Allah, then these are the people who are huffaz, who are ulama, who are dedicated to Quran. یہ قیامت کے دن اللہ تعالیٰ کے گھر کے لوگوں کے نام سے پہچانے جائیں گے. اللہ کے گھر کے لوگ ہیں, اللہ کے گھر کے لوگ ہیں. However, what is important, not just the parrot fashion learning and memorizing of the Holy Quran, all the top fazail that are being discussed about Hafiz, they're all conditioned with and stipulated with certain conditions. Not just you become a Hafiz and you sleep away, and your status, just because you have memorized the words in a parrot fashion, automatically Jannat is guaranteed for you and 10 more people from your family. No, there are strict conditions stipulated. And I would like to remind myself, and I would like to take the opportunity very politely to remind other Huffaz in this congregation as well. And if Allah bless us all with further huffaz, then what are these conditions? And let me discuss with you in next 1 or 2 minutes. He alayhi salatu wasalam says, Man qara al-Quran. Jisne Quran ko pada. Whoever has read the Quran. Read means who has become well versed in the Holy Quran. Fastadhharahu. He becomes a hafiz of the Holy Quran. He has grasped the entire knowledge of the Quran. He has memorized the verses of the Holy Quran. جس نے قرآن پڑھا اسے خوب یاد کیا پھر کیا فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ. He then differentiates between what is halal and what is haram. That's the third requirement. Learning the Quran, memorizing the Quran, and differentiating between what is the halal of the Quran and what is the haram of the Quran. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah says the return, the revenue is, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah, and Allah will grant him 10 free tickets for him to dish out to anybody from his family members who will fail on his own a'mal. He will fail to win the entry of Jannah. He'll be able to dish out these free tickets to them. But what's the condition? The condition is he should be able to differentiate between halal and haram. And in this day and age, for many huffaz within the mahol of college, university, schools, culturally, this is becoming very, very difficult now. A Hafiz should realize that he is totally a different member walking on the face of the earth. He's not only walking as a Muslim, he's walking in the world as an ambassador of Islam. He's walking carrying the banner of Quran. He's representing Islam. He's the representative of Quran and Islam. And hence, his lifestyle should totally be different to the lifestyle of Shaitan. His now appearance. His appearance is not supposed to compromise. His dress code should not be compromised. His diet should not be compromised. Even though there is so much perversion of materials, perversion of sex, yet he should not pollute and contaminate his mind. There is so much abnormality in the society. He should remain normal. There is so much unnatural desires and whims in the society. He should keep his mind and his heart natural. This is what is required from him. And if he continues to march on this path of differentiating between halal and haram without compromising with the Sharia and with the deen and with the teaching of the Holy Quran, then yes, he may dream. And not only dream, those promises are going to become a reality in the next world. But there is a lot of sacrifices required. And may I advise myself and the rest of the Huffaz, and especially today on the occasion of Hafiz Idris Yusuf, that yes, you have been surrounded with many temptations, many friends who have a different lifestyle, hairstyle different, clothes style different, but you must realize just as you are different from them in tahfiz, your lifestyle should also be different from others. Or yea, here, this is where sacrifices are required. Sacrifices are required. Memorizing is one hard piece of this journey. But equally, the second half hard piece of this journey is to be able to maintain the memorization of the Holy Quran and to be able to continue practicing without compromising our iman and deen. This is what is required now generally in today's society, in our madaris now. Alhamdulillah, the quantity is satisfactory. Quantity is satisfactory. We have lots of huffaz. And yes, we should continue with the quantity. But now what we need to concentrate is the quality. What sort of huffaz are we manufacturing? Not just in terms of knowing the Quran by memory, but how much is it found in practice? This is what we should be working hard on. And I pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help this individual as well as help all the huffaz who are here to maintain their iman and deen along together with the memorization of the Holy Quran. Ameen, thumma ameen. Let me move on to the next very important subject. Maybe 1 or 2% of the Muslim population are dedicated towards memorizing the Holy Quran. Question is, what about the 98%? Maybe here in this environment, we may say 5% become Hafiz, 10% become Hafiz, but if you look at the global population, this figure becomes pretty much reduced. See? So about only 1 or 2% of the Muslim population become Hafiz. Question is, this Quran that has come as cure, that has come as a remedy, that has come as a shifa, what about the 98-99% of the global population? What sort of connection do they have with the Holy Quran? Or ye Quran jo hai koi 1% logon ke liye to nahi aaya, ye to 100% musalmanon ke liye, balki musalmanon ke liye kya, ye to puri kainat ke liye ye paigham aaya hai. ये तो गैर मुस्लिमों के लिए आया है और जितना गैर मुस्लिमों के लिए आया है उतना शायद मुसलमानों के लिए ना आया हो. Most part of the Holy Quran addresses the non-Muslims. Most part of the Holy Quran. The question is, when we look at the other side of the picture, then what sort of connection is there of the Ummah with the Holy Quran? then yes, we have to say with very painful heart that the connection not only is weak, as the time is passing by, the connection with the Quran of Awam is becoming more and more reduced. Ek waqt aisa tha, kitna waqt Quran Pak ke piche sarf kiya jata tha. A day would not start with the holy recitation of the Holy Quran. The elders would impose in the family that nashta will not be served until you have read your Fajr and Quran. This was a prerequisite of enjoying your nashta. Otherwise, you wouldn't get your breakfast without this. The day would not end without recitation of Surah Al-Waqiyah, Surah Al-Mulk, and Surah Alif Lam Mim Tanzil. Without this, the day and the night would not end. This was the case. Now and then, the only laptop that the Muslim had was Quran. That was the laptop. Every time, wherever they went on their lap, what would have? Quran. That was the laptop. And we were not used to this laptop that we see today. And the only laptop that we were aware of was Quran. But if you look at it now, the mobiles and the gadgets we have, and how music has taken the place of recitation of the Holy Quran, day would not start without a young man going to the college and university without listening to music, without having the ear plugs in his ears. He would not fall asleep without listening to music. He cannot do his homework without listening to music at the same time. Allahu Akbar. Quran, which was supposed to be shifa and a remedy for you, you have substituted that with something which is a disease. Music is a disease. Jis cheez ne dil ke andar roshni paida karni thi, uski jagah par you are listening to music and bringing darkness in your heart and mind. Something that Allah gave you as a rahmat, you substituted with what? Zahmat and with nahusat. And when we look at this connection, the connection is becoming very, very weak with the Holy Quran. And we only see two extreme categories. You have one who have completed memorizing the whole Quran, and you have others who don't know nothing, who only know handful surahs of the Holy Quran, and they don't want to progress. The only few surahs that they had learned in the maktab, they just about would maintain that. And over the next 40, 50 years, they don't want to develop and progress. It's not that either you become half is full or you got nothing. There is always in between. There can be individuals who should know about 10 paras of the Holy Quran or 10 big surahs of the Holy Quran or even more or less. It's not that either you only learn everything or you don't learn nothing. Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, إِنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِي جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ كَالْبَيْتِ الْخَرِبُ. اس آدمی کے مثال جس کے دل میں قرآن کا کوئی حصہ نہیں, اس آدمی کے دل کی مثال ایسا ہے جیسا کوئی گھر خالی پڑا ہو. اب کوئی گھر خالی پڑا ہو, the example of the person in whose heart lies no part of the Holy Quran. His Quran is empty of the Holy Quran. There is nothing there of the Quran in the heart. Then his heart is like an empty house. Now empty house, when we think of an empty house, what are we talking about? We're talking about draft. We're talking about damp. We're talking about leakages. We're talking about a ghostly place. A haunting place. We're talking about cold there. And you can think of many things, cobwebs and everything else. And the place is haunting actually. علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے یہی کہا کہ جس دل کے اندر قرآن کا کوئی حصہ نہ ہو وہ خالی گھر کی طرح ہے, وہ غیر آباد ہے. اب اس میں طرح طرح کے ڈیمپ ہوں گے, طرح طرح کے لیکیجز ہوں گے. وہ کیا؟ اب اس میں نحوست ہے, اب اس میں رحمت نہیں ہے, اب اس میں اندھیرا ہے, اب اس میں نور نہیں ہے, اب اس میں جو ہے وہ ہپوکرسی اور نفاق ہے, لیکن اس میں سچائی اور سنسیریٹی نہیں ہے. اس میں ہر طرح کی بیماریوں کے لیکی چیز ہے, لیکن اس کے اندر شفا نہیں ہے, اس کے اندر اب کمزوری ہے, طاقت نہیں ہے. اب اس کے اندر وحشت ہے, اس کے اندر انس نہیں ہے, اس لیے کہ یہ غیر آباد ہے, اس لیے کہ یہ غیر آباد ہے. کیا خوب مثال ہے, کیا خوب مثال ہے. Now our hearts, جی, the more جس کا دل, سب سے زیادہ زندہ دل آدمی کون ہے, جس وہ آدمی جن سب سے زیادہ زندہ دل ہے, جس کے دل کے اندر سب سے زیادہ قرآن کا حصہ ہو, تو اس کا دل آباد ہے, اس کا دل زندہ ہے, اس کا دل اتنا ہی فعال ہے. And the more his heart is occupied and memorizes the Holy Quran, the more his heart is active and the more his heart is operational. اور جتنا کم یہ حصہ ہوگا اتنا ہی تمہارا دل سلو ہے. یہ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے معیار بتایا. How healthy is your heart? How healthy is your heart? How do you determine this? The criteria is, how much Quran do you have in your heart? How much Quran do you have in your heart? اب یہ ہے کہ چلو حافظ پیپل لائک یو نو حف لائک ادریس یوسف اینڈ دی ریسٹ آف دی حفاظ ماشاء اللہ دے ڈیڈیکیٹنگ سو مینی آورز اے ڈے. ہاؤ مینی آورز بیفور ہی کمز ہیئر؟ مولانا از اویئر, ریسٹ آف دی علماز آر اویئر, اٹ ٹیکس اباؤٹ 4 hours اے ڈے, اے ڈیڈیکیشن آف ایٹ لیسٹ 4 hours اے ڈے. اینڈ اف یو اونلی پٹ 250 ڈیز پر ایئر, that is already 1000 hours per year. And generally on an average it takes about 3 to 4 years before a child becomes hafiz. So it means a child spends about 3000 to 4000 hours of hard work before he completes the Quran, and it's a very big dedication. Lekin sawal ye hai ki while 1% of the ummah are dedicated towards this and are sacrificing so much time, what am I doing and what are you doing? It's a big question. How much time are we dedicating? Main Quran ke liye kitna hissa waqt kar raha hu? Quran ke liye main kitna qurban hu? This is what we want to ask this question, and this is what this majlis is all about. I don't like this majlis where we just speak very high about the Quran and we just speak very high about the hafiz and we'll all get together and we'll eat and we'll just walk away as though nothing has happened. It's an opportunity to reflect and to ponder that if Quran is so great, why is it missing in my life? If a hafiz is such a great person, why am I not an hafiz? And if I'm not an hafiz, what is the closest position that I can reach under hafiz? This should be our reflection. This should be our thoughts. This should be our concern and worry. Only in that case we have given true justice to this majlis. Aur agar isi tarah baithe aur wah wah aur funa sahab ka beta aur funa sahab ka beta rasmi riwaji taur par wah wah karke khapi ke chale gaye to humne is majlis ka haq ada na kiya. Aur shayad is tarah ke kamon ki hame aadat ab pad gayi hai. شادی میں جاؤ تو دلہا دلہی کو تم دلہن کو تم جو ہے مبارکبادی دو, گھر والوں کو مبارکبادی دو, تگڑا سا لفافہ دو ہاتھ میں اور چلو کھاؤ پیو اور چلو. آگے نہ ہم سوچتے ہیں نہ سمجھتے ہیں نہ کچھ بھی. ہم نے اس طرح کے موقعوں کو بھی اسی طرح بنا دیا ہے. دین کے موقعوں کو بھی ہم نے اسی طرح بنا دیا ہے کہ ایک فریضہ نبھانا ہے, خان صاحب کا بیٹا حافظ ہوا ہے اس لیے حاضری دینی ہوگی, جی مبارکبادی دینی ہوگی, جی میٹھا منہ دکھانا ہوگا, جی کھانے میں شرکت کرنی ہوگی, اور ہم رسمی رواجی طور پر اس طرح کی مجلسوں میں بیٹھ کر چلے جاتے ہیں. شاید ہی ایسی مجلسوں میں اس فکر کے ساتھ بیٹھتے ہیں کہ ہاؤ ڈو آئی امپروو اینڈ ہاؤ ڈو آئی گیٹ مور کلوز ٹو دی قرآن. اب رمضان کا مہینہ آ رہا ہے, مبارک یہ تحفیظ کی مجلس ہے, اس سے بہترین کوئی موقع نہیں ہے کہ ہم اس پر غور کریں کہ ہاؤ ڈو آئی بیکم مور نیئر ٹو قرآن. اینڈ شل آئی ٹیل یو سم تھنگ ویری امپورٹنٹ, دا مور وی آر نیئرنگ ٹو دی ایڈونٹ آف قیاما, دا مور وی آر نیئرنگ ٹو دی ایڈونٹ آف قیاما, واللہ دا مور اما ول ریکوائر نتھنگ ادر دین قرآن. نتھنگ ول ہیلپ اس, nothing will help us. We are witnessing the massive change in the whole world, in the mentality, in lifestyles, in views, in doctrines. We are witnessing a massive change, and in the middle of all these changes we find this ummah helpless. In thousands we are being butchered and massacred, And each time we just continue listening to what is happening in this part of the world with us and what is happening with us in the other part of the world. And for how many times are we going to continue just watching? And many times we feel that we are helpless, we don't have anybody, we don't have the unity. We don't realize that Allah has not left us unattended. Allah has not left us misguided and unguided. Allah has given us all this copy of the Holy Quran. And if you have this copy of the Holy Quran in its right meaningful way, not just its recitation, its understanding, its application. Once you have this text, then wallahi you are fully guided and you don't need anybody else. And you don't need anybody else. And the more we are, jitne qiyamat ke qareebat hote ja rahe hain, fitnon ne utna hi sar uthana hai. Yaad rakho, ye fitnon mein kami nahi aayegi. Fitnon mein izafa zarur hoga. Halaat zyada bigdenge. Sudharne wale nahi hain. Lekin jitne bigadte jayenge, the more this ummah will be in need of this Holy Quran. And the more you will have it, the more you will have it, the more you will be secure and saved. And the less you will have it, the less you will be secure. So in this day and age, everybody will need to have that connection with the Holy Quran. And shall I tell you the magical powers? You might say that, oh, what can a copy of the Holy Quran do against America, against Russia, against the UK and against the European countries? What can a Holy Quran in this Masjid Abu Bakr in Burnley can help the situation in the world? Did we not witness the miraculous stories of Afghanistan just unraveled before our eyes now? What was that? That was Iman and Quran. What was that? That was Iman and Quran. That was Iman and Quran. And again we look at the miraculous sudden change in Sham, in Syria. How could have these people like Assad, Bashar Assad, could ever have fled this country? How impossible task it was. And look at in hours how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed. And how Allah respected and Allah paid back the revenue to those mujahideen who have been fighting and suffering for the last so many years, only carrying the banner of Quran. So yes, in every situation I would like you to know that Quran is going to be your savior. And shall I give you one example? Dajjal. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no fitna in the entire history of mankind until the day of Qiyamah will ever be more severe than the fitna of Dajjal. Even though there has been major bloodsheds in the history of this world. Yet he alayhi salam says, no fitna bigger than fitna of Dajjal. So it's something very, very big and something very massive. Yet he alayhi salatu wasalam says, if any of you encounter the fitna of Dajjal, agar tum mein se kisi ka sabka Dajjal ke fitne se pad jaye, ji, faman adrakahu falyaqra alayhi fawatih surat al-kahf fa innaha jiwarukum min fitnatihi. Agar tum mein se kisi ka sabka Dajjal ke fitne se pad jaye, use ghabrane ki zarurat nahi, use chahiye ke surah kahf ki pehli chand ayaton ki wo tilawat kar le aur dam kar le. Ye 10 ayaton ka dam karna hoga aur wo Dajjal ke fitnon se wo behfooz aur mamun ho jayega. I make sure recitation of 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf can give you that security from this such a big fitna of Dajjal. Allahu Akbar, just 10 verses of recitation. And it's such an easy prescription. Not that you have to be rich for this. Not that you have to be very knowledgeable. And you have to be very, very, very wise in order to collect the prescription. Anybody from any part of the world. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. 10 verses of the Holy Quran and you become immunized against the fitna of the Dajjal. Look at the power. Look at the power in these 10 verses of the Holy Quran. تو یہ دجال کا فتنہ ہے زمانہ ہے چلو دجال ابھی آیا نہیں ہے لیکن یہ کہ اس کے آنے سے پہلے کی یہ سب تیاریاں ہو رہی ہیں اس کے لیے دسترخان بچھایا جا رہا ہے اور اس کے نوکر چاکر تیار ہو رہے ہیں और उसके नौकर चाकर तैयार हो चुके हैं, अब बादशाह ने आना है, सल्तनत कायम हो रही है जी, अर्श लग गया है, throne is now ready and now there is only we are waiting for the sultan, for the king of evil, for the king of evil to arrive and take his seat on the throne. To waqt to wahi hai, zamana wahi hai ji. To in this day and age, this is exactly what is being required. This is the Quran, boys, that then it will help you to know that what is normal and what is abnormal. Otherwise they are telling us so many stories. They are making up so many stories to confuse us between logic and unlogic, to confuse us between natural and unnatural, normal and abnormal. They're confusing us so much to such an extent that it's so easy to start to believe in their theories, to start to believe in their theories. And yes, many people give in, many people give in. And the more you are closer to the Quran, the more away, secure you shall remain away from the fitna. So main ye keh raha tha, for example, if not a lot, every believer should masalan know Yasin by heart. Agar tumne pura Quran yaad na kiya, to kam az kam Yasin Sharif tumhe zubani honi yaad honi chahiye. What's so difficult for a young man to memorize a surah of 7 sides called Yasin? He alayhi salatu wa salam says, inna li kulli shay'in qalba. Har cheez ke liye Allah Ta'ala ne koi dil banaya hai. For everything there is a heart. Wa qalbul Qur'ani Yasin. And the heart of Qur'an is Yasin. Allahu Akbar. And he alayhi salam says, wadittu an yakuna fi qalbi kulli ummati. Fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati. He alayhi salam says, it is my wish and desire that the surah of Yasin, which stands as the heart of the Quran, should be registered by memory in the heart of every member of my ummah. I wish if surah Yasin is registered by memory in the heart of every member of my ummah. He alayhi salatu wa salam desires this. Imam Bazzar ne ye riwayat naqal ki hai. Now, God knows when you mix the heart of the Quran with the heart of a believer. Ji, what exactly, once you mix these two substances, heart of the Quran, heart of the believer, once you get these two substances together, what is the chemical, spiritual, biological reaction? Only Allah knows. Allah. Iska kya reaction hai dono ko milane se? And he's recommended that we learn this, and we learn this by heart. We learn this by heart. So ye tamanna honi chahiye is majlis mein, there should be some energetic men who should resolve that, yes, inshallah, before Ramadan, I will be ready with the memorizing Yasin. Lots of ulamas here who are dedicated ever so much, who are more than ready to help you to listen to Yasin, even at this age that you're in, 30, 40, 50. They are ready to help you. तो यासीन शरीफ जुबानी याद हो, अगर कोई खुश किस्मत है तो उसको सूरह मुल्क को जुबानी याद करे जी, लान सूरतुल मुल्क तबारक अल्लजी बियदिहिल मुल्क, रात को पढ़ने की दुआ, कब्र में यूं ही समझे कि दिन भी रात है और रात भी रात है, कब्र इसी का नाम है, रात भी रात और दिन भी रात, लेकिन जिसने सूरह मुल्क की तिलावत अगर उस रात के वक्त की है तो उसकी कब्र में न रात है, न रोशनी ही रोशनी है, दिन ही दिन है, फिर वहां कब्र का अंधेरा नहीं, फिर वहां कब्र का फितना नहीं, फिर वहां कब्र में अजाब नहीं। अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया, अजाब कब्र से ये तो नजात दिलाने वाली सूरत है, अजाब कब्र को रोक देने वाली सूरत है, अगर किसी को अल्लाह ताला तौफीक दे। सो इवन व्हेन यू आर मेकिंग योर वे फ्रॉम मस्जिद टू होम आफ्टर इशा सलात, बाय द टाइम यू रीच होम यू विल हैव कंप्लीटेड सूरतुल मुल्क जी, बाय द टाइम यू कम आउट यू पुट योर सॉक्स ऑन, यू पुट योर शूज ऑन, तबारक अल्लज़ी बियदिहिल मुल्क व हुवा अला कुल्लि शयइन क़दीर अल्लज़ी खलक़ल मौत वल हयात लियब्लुवकुम, बाय द टाइम यू रीच होम इंशाल्लाह योर सूरह तबारक विल बी कंप्लीट। हाउ नाइस। Lekin this is only possible when you know it by heart. This is only possible when you know it by heart, because now you don't need to spare extra time for this. You're already walking home and you can use that time for this. वो कुछ नहीं, वो कुछ नहीं, तो ये आयतुल कुर्सी तो हर एक मोमिन को आनी चाहिए. दिस आयतुल कुर्सी इज अवर उम्मा एंथम. यू नो एवरी नेशन हैज गॉट नेशनल एंथम व्हिच एवरीबॉडी इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू नो. इवन द फुटबॉलर्स who have lived a very wild life maybe, but even when they start in the stadium, they also sing national anthem. And they will know it. Our national anthem is what? Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Baqara ki akhiri chanayatein, ye Surah Yasin, ye sab humare liye national anthem hai, ye umma anthem hai. And every umma should at least know this by minimum. Ayatul Kursi ke mutalik ek mertaba, he alayhi salatu wa salam, he calls Ubay ibn Ka'b, and his son was Mundir, Al-Mundir, so his nickname was Abul Mundir. So he said, Ya Abul Mundir, ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi ma'aka a'azam. Let me ask you a good question today, let me test your knowledge. Which verse of the Holy Quran is the best in the Quran? Which ayat of the Holy Quran is the best? So Ubay ibn Ka'b said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Prophet know best which ayat is the best. So he alayhi salatu wa salam was not happy to have that answer. He said, Ya Abul Mundir, ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi ma'aka azam. And he repeated the same question. Maybe Ubay ibn Ka'b, out of respect, he didn't want to answer. But this time when he was forced to answer, Ubay ibn Ka'b said, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'akhuduhu sinatu wa la nawm, ayatul kursi. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he congratulated him, he patted him on his chest, and he said, Layahnika li'ilmu ya abal mundir, congratulations to your knowledge. O Abul Mundir, O Ubay ibn Ka'b, congratulations to your knowledge. Now, Ayatul Kursi is regarded as the best verse of the Holy Quran. Best surat is Suratul Fatiha or Surah Ikhlas. These are regarded as the best surat, best chapter. But single verse of the Holy Quran, Ayatul Kursi is regarded as the best verse of the Holy Quran. तो क्या आयतुल कुर्सी हर एक मोमिन को याद नहीं होनी चाहिए जुबानी? ही अलैहि सलातु व सलाम सेज मन करा आयतुल कुर्सी फी दुबुरी कुल सलात मक्तूबा लम यमनाहु मिन दुखूल जन्नत इल्ला मौत. हर वो आदमी जो फर्ज नमाज के बाद एक मर्तबा आयतुल कुर्सी पढ़ लिया करेगा तो उसे मैं खुशखबरी देना चाहता हूं कि जन्नत और उसके दरमियान सिर्फ मौत का पर्दा हाइल है. जो ही ये मौत का पर्दा उठ जाएगा तो उसे जन्नत में दाखिल हो जाना है. और फिर इसे that whoever shall recite ayatul kursi following every fard salat, then there is nothing stopping him from entering into jannah except death. The only thing he is now waiting for is death. As soon as his death will arrive, his next step into Jannah. अब ये जब ये एक नुस्खा अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने बताया है, एक वजीफा बताया है, और इस वजीफे की बरकत ये है कि ईमान पक्का होने के बावजूद ये है कि जन्नत का दाखिला इसके लिए गारंटीड है. So shouldn't we be reciting this? Should we know this ayatul kursi? And this is only possible if you know it by heart. You're not going to sit down with the Holy Quran after every further salat and you're going to recite it from looking in. You need to know it by heart. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, jo aadmi ayatul kursi ko raat ko sone ke waqt padhega, amanahallahu fi baytihi wa jarihi wa ahli duwairatin hawlahu. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever shall read Ayatul Kursi at the time of taking his place to bed, at bedtime, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him protection in his own self, in his family members, and in multiple houses in his neighborhood around him. What's the premium? The premium is Ayatul Kursi. And with this premium that you have paid, you are insured. You are insured not just yourself, you are insured. You are insured with yourself, with your family members, and with the houses around you. comprehensive. This is what you call comprehensive insurance. This is what you call comprehensive insurance. You are fully covered. You are fully covered. And what Ayatul Kursi was the premium? You're not talking about thousands of pounds here, like many young people have to pay here. Ayatul Kursi. Abhi ye cheeze hume yaad hai. The final two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Amana ar-rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun kullun amana billah. The last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. He alayhi salatu was salam. Listen to this string. Look at this. May I have your attention? One day our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam and Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, they were both sat together. Whilst they were sat, they both suddenly heard a noise above them. Bainama Jibreel qa'idun inda Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasami'a naqidan farafa'a ra'sahu. Allah ki Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne sar uthaya ki ya awaz kahan se aa rahi hai, where is this noise and voice coming from? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam chunke manus the, unko pata tha ye awaz kaun si hai, to unhone phir aage badhkar Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam se farmaya, hadha babun min as-sama futiha al-yawm lam yuftah qattu illa al-yawm. Ye Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ye haqeeqat ye hai jo awaz tumhare kaano tak aayi hai, ye aasman ka darwaza aaj khula hai, ye aasman ka wo darwaza khula hai jo aaj se pehle kabhi nahi khula, aaj hi ye darwaza khula hai. Acha, chalo ye to darwaza khula. Next was an angel is walking through this door. And he alayhi salatu wa salam is watching this angel also coming through this door. Ye Muslim Sharif ki riwayat hai. So phir aake Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, ki ya Rasool Allah, hadha malakum minas sama, lam yanzil ila al-ard. Hatta al-yawm lam yanzil qattu illa al-yawm. Ye Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ye Allah ka wo farishta hai jo aaj se pehle ruhe zameen mein kabhi bhi nahi aaye hain, ya aaj sabse pehla mauka Allah ki taraf se unko ruhe zameen par aane ka diya ja raha hai. This is the first time he is ever stepping into this world. He's never been allowed before. What such a special occasion, special door, special angel. جی اتنے میں یہ فرشتے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں حاضر ہوئے. فسلمہ, فرشتے نے حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کو سلام دیا اور آگے یہ پیغام لے کر آئے. What is the message that he came with? He said, یا رسول اللہ انی قد انک قد اعطیتہما انی اتیتک بنورین. میں تمہارے ابشر بنورین, او کما قال ابشر بنورین, جی میں آپ کو اللہ کی طرف سے ایسے دو نور کی بشارت دینے کے لیے آیا ہوں جو دو نور آپ سے پہلے کسی نبی کو نہیں ملے. I have come to you, I'm giving you glad tidings of two very special noor, and these noors, none of them like have been given to any prophet before you. What were these noor that this very special angel, he brings it first time ever through this very special door? What were these two noor? Wo kya the two noor? Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Fatiha. Aur dusra noor kya tha? The last two verses of Suratul Baqarah. Ab may I ask you, if these are very special noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shouldn't every believer, especially if they are as simple as Suratul Fatiha, last two verses of the Holy Quran, what's so difficult in knowing these last two verses of Suratul Baqarah? Isko yaad karo. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ki ye dono noor, ye dono ayatein, اللہ تعالیٰ کے عرش کے نیچے کے خزانے سے نکالی گئی ہے. You know, Allah has got his treasures in different places, but his very special treasure lies beneath his throne. جیسے آپ لوگ اپنا قیمتی سرمایہ ماٹریس کے نیچے رکھتے ہو, دوسرا ادھر ادھر رکھ دیا لیکن کوئی زیادہ ہو تو وہ ماٹریس کے نیچے دبایا جاتا ہے. हाँ जी, इसी तरीके पर अल्लाह ताला ने अपना कोई कीमती सरमाया, जो सबसे ज्यादा कीमती सरमाया और सबसे ज्यादा कीमती आयतें हैं और सबसे कीमती नूर हैं, वो अल्लाह ताला ने अपने आरश के नीचे दबाए हैं। तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया, सूरह बकरा इज फ्रॉम द वेरी स्पेशल हिडन ट्रेजर्स बीनीथ द थ्रोन ऑफ अल्लाह। ये सूरह बकरा की आखिरी दो आयतें। आपने फरमाया कि खुद इन आयतों को सीखो, अपनी औरतों को सिखाओ, इसलिए कि ये दुआ भी है, वजीफा भी है, उसे जो नाम देना हो दे सकते हो। नो, बैठो और उसको याद करो, आमदर रसूल बिमा उन्ज़िला इलैहि मिन रब्बिही वल मुमिनून। इस तरह की बहुत सी आयतें हैं विच एवरी बिलीवर इज सपोज टू नो। आज मैसेज लेकर क्या जाना है जी? मैसेज लेकर ये जाना है कि आई नीड टू हैव सर्टन कॉन्टैक्ट विद द होली कुरान, एस्पेशली इन द डे इन द टाइम्स ऑफ फितना व्हेन मोबाइल हैज बीन हैज टेकन टोटल द प्लेस ऑफ ऑफ कुरान। जी पहले हर वक्त व्हेनेवर यू हैड एनी स्पेयर मिनट देन यू वुड गो थ्रू द कुरान। ओके, सॉरी आई एम नॉट चेकिंग फुटबॉल स्कोर्स। सो ये एक जमाना था कि हर वक्त ये यू नो कुरान कुरान कुरान, बट नाउ एवरी ऑल द टाइम इट्स द अदर वे अराउंड, इट्स मोबाइल्स मोबाइल्स। और ये मोबाइल्स ने हमें कुरान से दूर कर दिया है, कुरान से दूर कर दिया है। पहले हर वक्त कुरान पढ़ते और सुनते थे, अब हर वक्त जो है वो इसी को पढ़ते हैं और देखते हैं। लेकिन देयर इज अ बिग बिग डिफरेंस, इनफैक्ट totally contrasting difference between the two. ये शैतान का सामान और ये रहमान का सामान, ये शैतान की बोली वो रहमान की बोली। जी इससे नूर पैदा होता है, ईमान पैदा होता है, रोशनी पैदा होती है, रहमतें आती हैं, शिफा मिलती हैं, और इससे लहूसतें आएगी, गंदगियां पैदा होगी, हिपोक्रेसी पैदा होगा, कमजोर ईमान पैदा होगा। And we need to slowly back out. We need to slowly reduce the time we spend on this, and in its place, spend more and time with the Holy Quran. Dua hai, sorry for taking so much of your time. Dua hai, Allah Taala jo kuch bhi baatein kahi gayi hain, suni gayi hain, us par Allah Taala amal ki taufeeq ata
kare. Amin.
We are making very special dua for Hafiz Idris Yusuf, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the text of the Holy Quran to remain preserved in his heart forever until the day of Qiyamah. And even more significantly, we make dua that may Allah give him the himmat and the ability to practice on every text of the Holy Quran without compromising with its teaching and with its values and lifestyle. Ameen, thumma ameen. Inke ghar walon ko bahut bahut mubarakbadi main khud bhi pesh karna chahunga, inke ustad ko bahut bahut zyada mubarakbadi pesh karna chahunga, Maulana Sajid sahab jinki anthak salha saal se mehnat hai is idare ke peeche, इसी तरीके पर मस्जिद के एक एक फर्द को मैं मुबारकबादी पेश करना चाहूंगा। अल्लाह ताला इस मजलिस को बे इंतहा मुबारक फरमाए और अपनी बारगाह में कबूल फरमाए।
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله
سبحان الله ما شاء الله
I would like to congratulate his asatiza for this mashallah our young boy Idris Yusuf started his qaida with Mawlana Yasir sir mashallah in madrasa They completed his hifz with Hafiz Mushtaq sahab, mashallah. Allah Baba Mubarak for him.
Ameen.
Allahumma la ilaha illa anta al-halim al-qayyum. Subhanaka rabbil arshi al-azim. Wa laka al-hamdu rabbil alameen. Laka al-kibriya'u fi as-samawati wal-ard. Wa anta al-aziz al-hakim. لك الحمد كله لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد ولك الشكر بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر كما ينبغي لجلالك لك الحمد ولك الشكر كما ينبغي لكريم وجهك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد بما هو أهله الہ العالمین دل کی گہرائیوں سے آپ کے ممنون و مشکور ہیں ہم سب کو آپ نے ایمان عطا فرمایا اسلام کی دولت عطا فرمائی اور ہمارے گھروں میں بستیوں میں آپ نے حفاظ پیدا فرمائے الہ العالمین ظاہری نعمتوں سے تو آپ نے ہمیں نوازا ہی تھا ساتھ ساتھ آپ نے روحانی اور علمی نعمتوں سے بھی ہمارے گھروں کو نوازا ہے الہ العالمین آج کی اس مجلس کو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول اور منظور فرمانے اس نونحال نوجوان بچی کی قربانی کو قبول فرما کر اس کے قرآن کو تا قیامت اس کے سینے میں محفوظ فرما دو اے اللہ جہاں محنتوں سے اس نے قرآن پاک کی تحفیظ مکمل فرمائی ہے ہم سب کی دلی دعا ہے آپ کی بارگاہ میں اے اللہ اس نوجوان کے ایک ایک عمل کو قرآن پاک کی تعلیم کے مطابق بنا دو اس کے لیے اس پر عمل کرنا اس نوجوان کے لیے آسان بنا دو الہ العالمین اسے عامل بالقرآن بناؤ اور اس کے علم میں برکتیں پیدا فرماؤ الہ العالمین اس کی برکت سے اس کے گھروں میں دین زندہ فرماؤ اس کی نوجوان کے برکت سے گھر کے ایک ایک فرد کو دینداری عطا فرماؤ اور نسلوں تک یہ علمی سلسلہ گھر میں باقی رکھو
الہ العالمین اس کے استاد کو اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول فرماؤ, ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرماؤ, مولانا ساجد صاحب کی کاوشوں اور محنتوں کو قبول فرماؤ, اور اس ادارے کو یا اللہ دن دگنی رات چگنی ترقیات سے مالا مال فرماؤ. اس مسجد کے جتنے خادمین ہیں معاونین ہیں الہ العالمین ان کے گھروں کو آباد فرماؤ, الہ العالمین ان کے گھروں میں علماء اور حفاظ پیدا فرماؤ, الہ العالمین جن کی اولاد حافظ اور عالم ہیں الہ العالمین ان کی اولاد کو قرآن پاک پر عمل نصیب فرماؤ, جن کی اولاد اب تک حافظ نہیں ہیں ان ماؤں کو کی گود سے یا اللہ حافظ بیٹے اور اولاد نصیب فرماؤ, الہ العالمین ہر ماں کی گود کو حافظ اولاد سے یا اللہ معمور فرماؤ, الہ العالمین قرآن پاک سے ہم سب کا تعلق والہانہ نصیب فرماؤ, الہ العالمین قرآن کی برکت سے فتنوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرماؤ. مبارک مجلس ہے, فرشتے آمین کہہ رہے ہیں, آپ کی یا اللہ خوشیاں اس مجلس میں شامل حال ہے, ہم سب آپ کے آگے دست بدعا ہیں, ہم سب کے گناہوں سے در گزر فرما دو یا اللہ, اس حافظ کی برکت سے ہم سب کو اپنی رضا عطا فرماؤ, جہاں آپ نے اس نوجوان سے راضی ہونا ہے ہم سے بھی راضی ہو جاؤ, اگر ہم میں سے کسی سے ناراض ہو تو راضی ہو جاؤ, اگر کسی پر آپ غصہ ہیں تو یا اللہ اپنا غصہ ٹھنڈا فرما دو, الہ العالمین نیک اعمال کی توفیق ہمیں نصیب فرماؤ, یا اللہ اس مجلس میں جتنے بیٹھے ہیں ہر چھوٹے بڑے کو قرآن پاک کے ساتھ خصوصی تعلق نصیب فرماؤ, قرآن کو سیکھنا سکھانا اس پر عمل کرنا ہم سب کے لیے اور پوری امت کے لیے آسان فرما دو, الہ العالمین علماء کی قدر نصیب فرماؤ, حفاظ کی قدر نصیب فرماؤ, اور حفاظ اور علماء کو اپنی ذات کی قدر نصیب فرماؤ, الہ العالمین مریضوں کو یا اللہ شفا کامل عاجل عطا فرماؤ, ہمارے مرحومین کی بال بال مغفرت فرماؤ, الہ العالمین اس مبارک مجلس کی برکت سے امت کی بگڑی بنا دو اور امت کی یا اللہ پریشانیاں دور فرماؤ, بالخصوص فلسطین اور شام کے مسلمانوں پہ رحم فرماؤ, الہ العالمین ظلم و ستم سے انہیں نجات نصیب فرماؤ, الہ العالمین انہیں صبر اور استقلال اور ہمت نصیب فرماؤ, ہمت کا انہیں پہاڑ بنا دو, کہیں ان کا یا اللہ صبر کا دامن لبریز نہ ہو جائے, یا اللہ ایسی انہیں طاقت اور ہمت عطا فرماؤ, فتح اور کامیابی الہ العالمین انہیں نصیب فرماؤ, یا اللہ جتنی ہماری نیک حاجتیں اور مرادیں ہیں الہ العالمین ہر خیر و برکت کے ساتھ ان حاجتوں کو پورا فرماؤ, اور یا اللہ ہماری جتنی مشکلات ہیں ان تمام مشکلات کو اپنے فضل و کرم اور عنایتوں سے اور اس مجلس کی برکت سے مشکلات آسان فرما دے, الہ العالمین جو کچھ مانگا ہے اپنی شایان شان ہمیں نصیب فرماؤ, جو نہیں مانگ پائے ہیں وہ بن مانگے ہمیں نصیب فرما دے, اللہم آمین, صلی وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا ارحم
الراحمين.
ان کے استاد کون ہیں؟ ان کا حق ہے دستار بندی کا, انہیں کا حق ہے جنہوں نے رات دن سنا. حضرت آپ اپنے دست مبارک سے, میں آپ کا آپ کو ہاتھ میں دے رہا ہوں.
مولانا ساجد صاحب ہاتھ دو.
I keep on telling my audience, don't think this is a bandage. جی